following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello and welcome to the YPod, your go-to source for odd answers and unfactual entertainment. I am your host, Grant, and with me today, I have the hero of his own story, the star of his own show, the one-man band himself, Rob.
That is me. You just described me perfectly. I am the hero of this story.
Yep.
Am I the hero of your story also?
Yeah. I'm that friend that you tell, like, episode two, and then, like, I'm your tech guy, you know?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then I have to keep your secret.
Are you gonna make some cool tech for me, like maybe something to summon geese, or I don't know?
Well, yeah, I'll do that. And then season two, I'll also become, like, a superhero myself, because of course that always happens.
I guess so, as long as you don't steal my limelight, yeah. That's cool.
Either I'll get my own superpowers and become a villain, and then you, like, teach me how to control my powers, and then I'll, like...
Or I will destroy you.
Yeah, either... Well, you won't destroy me, because you need an antagonist for all of season two, okay?
How about I almost destroy you, and then you, like, narrowly escape, and then you're just my antagonist from now on.
Yeah. Either that, or I'll be, like, the super tech guy who's the comedic relief and also, like, a great sidekick.
Well, if you become my villain, then Johnny is my tech guy, and I don't really know if I want Johnny to be my tech guy.
He could be your mechanic.
It's true. I guess so. He is good with putting things together involving cars. More specifically, Jeeps. If I'm not driving a Jeep, I don't think he'll help me much.
You can have, like, your own Arrow, like, Justice Squad, like that show from the CW. You can get your own, like, crew together.
Hmm.
You just need a kid with a red hood who's very obvious in his secret identity.
Okay, I think I got one of those.
And then you need a girl who exclusively uses Bing, even though she's the tech girl.
None of those exist. There's no girl that just uses Bing for her search engine.
Well,
like, I'm already looking for, like, a small pool of people where it's, like, a girl who's, like, really good with, like, this, like, insane technology, like that girl is an Arrow, and much less a girl who uses Bing. Like, nobody uses Bing.
Yeah, you're down to, like, 10 people when you narrow it down to Bing, and then you're just keeping narrowing it down. You're never gonna find that person.
I'll bet Bill Gates uses Google.
Yeah, of course he does.
Because it's like, do you think he gets upset whenever he's trying to search something, and then it automatically takes him to Google? Do you think he's like, my failed project?
Maybe you can find someone who still uses Ask Jeeves, and that can be your search. Like, that can be all your research.
Whoa.
Or maybe you can be a modern-day superhero who knows how to use Google himself. Come on, like, who doesn't know how to Google someone? That's all Felicity does in Arrow.
There are apparently very few people know how to use Google. I learned this at college, but people don't know how to use Google right. Like, I'll have people text me, and they'll ask me where I find sources for papers and stuff like that. And I'll be like, I searched it up using these terms. And they'll be like, oh, thanks. And I'll be like, you didn't do that? It's just common sense, man. I don't know.
Okay, so the question today comes from Emily Ryder on Twitter. Thanks, Emily. It's always nice to have your questions. Her question is, why do we call chlamydia the clap? Now, I have to change the question a little bit because actually chlamydia is not referred to as the clap. That's gonorrhea is referred to as clap, but they often come hand in hand, so it's a common mistake. So why is gonorrhea referred to as clap? Now let's try to keep this PG, Rob, in your answer.
Okay.
But this is a sign that we will answer any question that's asked us.
Now, I feel like this is kind of unfair because right before the show, you told me when we were doing our prep that we were going to do chlamydia, and now you're changing it to gonorrhea. I don't know what gonorrhea is.
You don't know what gonorrhea is?
No.
You know what chlamydia is?
I have a vague idea of what it is.
You only have a vague idea and you're going to tell me how it originated, the name of it?
Isn't that how this works?
Well,
our witty banter and then I talk about something?
I thought you knew everything.
I do know everything, but everything I don't know, I pretend to know.
So, what is gonorrhea?
Wait, is that the question now?
That's good. That's how you start this explanation off, is what is gonorrhea?
Okay. So,
which often goes hand in hand with chlamydia.
Gonorrhea is a medical condition. Wait, you've got to answer this. Does it appear in guys or girls? I need to know where to go with this.
Both.
So it's a condition that originates in the butt. And it starts there, and it swells up for like 2 weeks, and then it goes away for a little while. That's the gone part in gonorrhea. So somebody who has it, they'll be like, ah, my gonorrhea is back. It's not gone anymore, it's just rhea. And it'll swell up, and it'll cause a great irritation in the butt area.
Now, what is chlamydia?
Chlamydia is... it's gonorrhea, but to the front genitals.
Okay.
Knowledge.
I didn't think I'd have to describe to you the details of both.
What, that wasn't right?
Guess I'll describe it, and that's how we do things, right? Okay.
Wait, was I close?
It's just a sexually transmitted disease.
I knew that part, but I didn't, like...
It's basically the same thing as chlamydia. They go hand in hand. But
I just told you I didn't know what these things are. That's like if you say to me, I have a watermelon, and I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Wait, that's your job, though. Your job is to know what that is. The whole point of the show is you knowing what things is.
Poor grammar. That's all I can respond with. So I'm just going to assume that I'm right because you are refusing to tell me if I am or amped. So gonorrhea is in the butt area. It comes and goes for a little bit and it swells up kind of like it causes an irritation or a pain. And I'm going to say that it's called the clap because the way it's contracted is if somebody with their bare butt farts on your bare butt. That's how you get gonorrhea, and like a fart is a clap for the butt, and that's why they call it the clap, because it's like them clapping in front of your butt.
I thought that's how you got pink eye.
Nah, that's if they clap in your eye.
So when butts join in applause together.
Exactly. That's what creates chlamydia, I think. When two butts are clapping at the same time, it creates a super disease. That makes both parties carriers for chlamydia.
So it's not even a sexually transmitted disease.
It's a very sexual fart.
Oh, okay. So how does that even... Oh, I don't want to go into details. This is a very complicated question.
I know, it's a good thing I broke it down for you.
I was going to ask why is that situation, like, come about, but I don't want to know what you're into or why you're doing this.
What? It's not something that I'm into. It's something that other people are into. That's why I don't have gonorrhea.
Oh, okay.
Or chlamydia.
Okay.
Especially why I don't have chlamydia.
What?
Because I've never clapped with somebody else.
Oh.
I think I created a new term.
Emily, do you see what you've done to us? You made us answer this question.
Hey. What do you mean, made us?
Okay, so I wasn't planning on describing the difference between chlamydia and gonorrhea, but here it is. Okay, so chlamydia and gonorrhea are very similar in the fact that they're both sexually transmitted diseases or like bacterial infections.
Bacterial infections, you say?
Yes, but most of the time for chlamydia, they have like similar symptoms, but most of the time chlamydia doesn't actually show the symptoms, where gonorrhea is normally worse because you actually have the symptoms for it. Mm. But chlamydia can actually, like when you spread it, it does have symptoms to it. But there's two theories of why they call gonorrhea the clap.
Okay.
Theory one, I prefer to theory two, but theory one is they used to have things called brothels. We refer to them as brothels. But then in original French language, that was called...
a clap house.
That's actually kind of close.
Whoa, really?
They were called a clappery.
A clappery?
A clappery. So often...
it's a pretty clappy name.
Mm-hmm. It's French. Yeah. Everything's a clappy name in French. Is that an insult?
No, that was a pun.
Oh, okay.
And you just missed it.
Mm.
Or you didn't acknowledge it.
What's a clappy? Oh, okay. I get it. I got it. Went over my head, but like I reached for it. I got it.
Obviously.
I think you reached for it too with that joke. But often prostitutes would hang out in brothels or clapperies. The joke's funny now that I get it.
The joke was always funny. Right, viewers, listeners?
But prostitutes would hang out in here, these areas, so it would often spread the disease of gonorrhea. Mm-hmm. But theory two has to deal with how they treat the disease. So
everybody clap your hands.
Yeah, they put one guy in the center, everyone surrounded him, and they just clapped at him as they sang that song. He danced
the gonorrhea out of him.
Yes. That's actually what they did.
What?
That's not what they did. They did something way worse than that, is they would take, like, two planks of wood, and so gonorrhea creates, like, a pus, okay? They also is referred to as the drip sometimes.
Ew.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be like the name of like a really cool, like a really trendy bar, the drip.
Is that where you get gonorrhea? Like you want to be associated with that? You go ahead and start your bar called the drip and see how that goes for you. Maybe call it trap house too. See how that works. But so there's this pus that leaks out, and to solve the problem back in the day, they thought it would be bright to just get it all out and shoot it out the urethra by taking two planks of wood and just slamming them together.
What the
on the genital areas.
Wow. That was like a really painful vision I just had.
Yes.
That was really descriptive too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to censor that, aren't I?
Yes. You might have to censor this entire episode.
It's a good thing we've got that noise that I made a while ago and really poked me in the stomach.
So yeah, that's why gonorrhea is called the clap. Thanks, Emily, for that question.
And if you want to submit a question, you can go to our Facebook page, the YPod on Facebook. I was going to say at Facebook, but that's not true. Or
you can go to Twitter and tweet out using the hashtag OctothorpeWP. Because we will answer any question. I'm Grant.
I'm Rob.
And that's what we do.
Out.